Studio 360.
The singer-songwriter Angélique Kidjo is one of the global superstars of African music. She grew up in Benin and then moved to Paris as a young woman in the early 1980s, both to escape Benin's tyrannical communist regime and to study music. Since then, she has won 3 Grammys for songs such as this. But for her newest album, Kidjo is doing something different.
Completely different.
She has recorded a song-by-song cover of the 1980 Talking Heads album Remain in Light. And as a longtime big fan of both Talking Heads and Angélique Kidjo, since she came on the show a few years ago, I could not wait to talk to her about this project. Angélique, welcome back to Studio 360.
Thanks for having me back.
You must remember the very first time you heard Remain in Light.
Yeah.
Where, when, exactly what was happening?
Well, it was certainly not in Benin, because in the 80s, we were not having any music but propaganda music from the morning till the evening. You wake up around the clock and I get sick of it. And when I arrived in Paris, actually, in 1983.
And you were like 22, 23, 23. Years old.
23. And then I went to a party with a couple of friends, and somebody played the song Once in a Lifetime. And I'm like, this sounds like really African. And then I loved it.
And so did you buy the album and start listening to it?
I didn't have the money. I was broke.
Oh,
I was
really?
Student broke.
Uh-huh.
I didn't buy
it. So when did you hear the other 11 songs?
I heard them later on, actually, when I moved to America. So I listened to the whole album at that time in the 90s.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I want to play the opening track of the Talking Heads album, which is Born Under Punches. And listeners should know that you're virtually dancing to it right here at the table. It was a new direction for them at the time. And whoa, what is going on here? When you heard that, for instance, what did you hear? What speaks to you about that song?
Oh, man, when I hear that, I hear a completely different song. I hear the drums, I hear the melody, and I hear the message. Take a look at these hands. It was one of the things that hits me the most, because it's so photographic about how people come and dig their hands and take everything out of Africa, and how corruption have been creating poverty everywhere. For me, corruption everywhere, shape or form, is a crime against humanity.
That's in that song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm a government man. These hands speaks. That speaks why? Because
yeah.
You have your hand on the money and you squeeze everybody out of it.
And once you say that, I get that. And in fact, the song becomes less abstruse to me. Now, I want to play a little bit of later on in that song, the original version followed by your version. This is Talking Heads. And this is Angélique Kidjo. Congo. Congo.
Take a look at these hands. Take a look at these hands.
your version of this song, there, you wrote some whole new lyrics. The backup singers are singing different lyrics in one of the indigenous languages of Benin, right, Fon?
Yeah. What I'm saying is in that song, that Zowinyalo, is fire can make you dizzy as an alcohol. You don't quite know how to control fire. Don't start a fire you can't stop. And that's what is going on in the world. People are mad and tired of trying to climb a mountain with no asperity. I mean, how long is this going to stand for a minority of people that siphon money every second away from programs that can help our children? I mean, I'm not even talking about Africa. I'm talking about
I can tell.
I think that we have government, especially this government in place, is waging war on poor people and middle class. And we sit down here and we do nothing. I mean, I come from a dictatorship. And here in America, I am 30 or 40 years later facing the same kind of thing.
No, not quite, right?
Oh, well, you'll see.
Well, let's play Once in a Lifetime, the original Talking Heads version, and then we'll hear yours.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world.
And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Letting the days go by. And you may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful world. Letting the days go by.
And listeners, I just want you to know, you didn't hear the exact record version because Angelique was singing along with herself.
Sorry.
No, I love that. It's a special version. In your version of Once in a Lifetime, what additions did you do there? Were there new lyrics?
Yeah,
like what? What's new there that we can hear?
I brought some African lyrics to it. I wanted to bring a song that is talking about a rhythm called Palongo in my country where we dance together. And I said, here I come. In my language, miwa elo, wa e miwa, miwa elo, wa e miwa, palongo hum black potondo nundo mi. We are greeting you with the rhythm of palongo. Gae me sena mido, gae me sena mido, gane me sena mido, janairo. I see my time, this time that I was born to spend on this earth, is a given time by the Almighty. When my time comes, I leave. When yours come, you leave.
You decide that now is the time in 2017, 2018, you're gonna do this. Because why? What was it about this album that made you decide to do this?
I listened to it back not long ago because I wake up a couple of days in a row going, I'm like, this song, is it going to leave me alone one day or is it going to keep on coming? Going, I didn't know the lyrics at that time.
Right.
And then I'm like, what is that, by the way? And I start talking to friends. They say, but this is Talking Head album. I'm like, yeah, but I listened to it. But what is it about? So I listen back to it and then it hits me. By listening to it back with all the things that I've been traveling around the world, I start listening to the words and I'm like, ooh, this is profound. And people say, what? Do you understand those lyrics? They are absurd. I said they are not.
Really? Because they aren't easy to understand. They're a little. They're extremely poetic and almost kind of nonsensical. No,
it made sense to me.
Yeah.
It made sense. Everything makes sense to me.
Now, did you? By that time, you surely knew that the mm-hmm. producer Brian Eno and David mm-hmm. Byrne had been influenced by West African music.
Yeah, I knew. I knew that. I mean, I made research and I knew.
There are people back in the 80s still, no doubt, even more perhaps, now that the phrase cultural appropriation exists, who say, oh, David Byrne, Brian Eno, how you stole this music from West Africa. I take it you don't buy that as a problem?
I don't buy that because when the album was released, they made clear in the press release where the inspiration comes from. they acknowledge it.
Right.
It's not like they were quiet about it.
It wasn't like Elvis and Chuck Berry.
Elvis steal the songs, put his name on it,
right,
and call himself a rock and roll star. I mean, that is not even cultural appropriation. Is theft.
Swiping, yeah.
It's swiping, is yeah, stealing from people.
So this was respectful and explicit.
As long as you acknowledge and recognize where that inspiration come from, I don't call it cultural appropriation. I call it cultural expansion.
So the West African influence on the record, is that what attracted you to this album and inspired the project to remake it?
For me, it was not the most important thing for me.
Uh-huh.
It was the era when the album was released that was important. Because what I feel sometimes, I mean, I feel the urge of moving, but also I feel a lot of anxiety in it. And it's just like...
Well, that's talking heads.
It puts you not comfortably sitting, and it just like, ew. It makes you think.
Right.
It makes you question, why am I feeling this feeling?
Right.
And then I made researches and I realized that that album particularly had been written in the era of Reagan, when Reagan was waging a war against drug
right,
war, and also against social yeah, safety net for every American. Mental disease center disappear.
It's interesting, though, that you see this album and Talking Heads, for that matter, as making political music, because certainly at the time that wasn't regarded as what they were doing. I mean, here's the Clash making political music, not Talking Heads, right?
But that's what I felt.
I hear you.
That's what I felt, and listening back today, it becomes a little bit more even relevant,
mm-hmm,
because this anxiety everybody's living in is not only the adults that are living in; the children also are feeling it, and it has been something that was really disturbing to me as a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. What I see outside of America, the stress the kids go through, the pain kids go through because of lack of real leadership and providing for the children, I start feeling the same here. And I'm like, what is going on? Let's take a step back and see, what is this all about? How can music play a role for people to find the strength and also the joy to live? Because if we all are in gloom and misery, we're never going to move forward.
Right.
The thing that matters to me was to take that iconic album to this present time where we need light.
What a pleasure. And what a pleasure this album is. I'm really glad you did such a strange and one-of-a-kind thing.
I love it.
Me too.
Thank you so much.
Great seeing
Good
you
Good to be here again.
I spoke with Angelique right before her Remain in Light album was released in June.